Many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Hello.
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 Hey, so you can hear me?
Yeah.
Good.
Das ist recht.
I'm actually sick right now. I've got either a cold or a mild case of the flu.
You better not have the flu.
Well, I got a flu shot, so I've actually not gotten a fever or anything like that, but I've got these sort of ambiguous coldy, flu-y symptoms, but nothing that like really clearly stands out.
But
as
you know,
cold-like, which is why I'm thinking it might be a little mild flu. I've got a sore throat and just a general sort of sick feeling, just kind of a malaise, kind of foggy-headed. But I haven't really coughed much. I've coughed a little, but not much at all. And then I'm a little sniffly, but not much at all. So, and no, I'm not running a fever.
Well, the thing about flu is that it's only, the flu shot's only as good as what, you know, I guess the experts say is going to be the
big this particular
flu of
strain.
The season. Right, and they decide that. I mean, they've decided already for next year.
Well, they found, I mean, I think I read that, I think it was the Minnesota Department of Health, or maybe it was somewhere else in the country. But anyway, the first cases that were being reported of the flu were the same strain that flu shots consisted of.
Then hell yeah.
And so my boss, who's a nurse, was explaining to me how the, you know, that you still could come down with the flu, but it would be a milder version of the flu.
Yes. And it could be, there was a coworker of mine who said that had she not had a flu shot, her flu was so severe when she had it that they said, yeah, well, if you hadn't had the flu shot, you would be in the hospital right now.
Damn.
Working, you know, but like as a patient.
Holy cow. So, I was going to say she's at the hospital.
So, I mean, and I'm glad that you work with a nurse because then you know that you can't get flu from the flu shot, which is just one of those beliefs that I just want to smack people. Just grab them by their lapels, just shake them and say, what the hell is wrong with you? What is, this isn't the polio vaccine. This isn't the smallpox vaccine. You know, what the hell is wrong with you? You can't get flu from flu shot. You just can't. It doesn't happen. Hmm. It's not a live virus. Bastards.
Hmm.
I'm sorry you're sick, though.
Yeah, I mean, it could be just a cold. It could be whatever, but thank you.
Huh?
Oh, I said, but thank you.
Oh. I thought you were talking to the dog or the cat for some reason.
Oh, no, the cats aren't around right now.
What?
They're
need to come out and scream like baby children. They haven't done that yet.
You know, I'm looking back towards the hall, and one of the closet doors is open. We've got those bifold doors.
Yeah.
And they'll open them and then crawl in. And I think at least one of them's in there.
I wish Flash would do that.
Probably just one of them, because if they're both in there, they're going to be making a little bit of noise.
Right. Do they get along pretty well?
You know, they do, unless they're in each other's space.
Oh,
I still have not taken my Christmas tree down. I was just looking around the room and noticed.
You noticed I never put mine up.
I noticed.
I didn't. I just wasn't into it. I don't know why. I just wasn't. It's not like I wasn't feeling Christmas spirit. I just. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have issues with Christmas that go beyond. You know. Mm-hmm. This year, I just didn't want to put up a tree. It just seemed pointless to me because I don't really host guests in my home. So I was like, why am I going to put this up just for me and the dog to see and then take it down like 3 or 4 weeks later?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought if I want Christmas spirit, I'll go to my parents' house, you know, because they've got a good tree.
I put my tree up the Saturday after Thanksgiving and it's still up. So it's been up for a long time.
That's insane.
So this is Minnesota. They tend to leave the Christmas decorations up for a long time. I'm actually going to take it down this weekend, but
good. I'm glad you're sticking to some of your Southern traditions.
Well, I should, if I'm going to do that, I should just open the balcony door and stick it out there on the balcony.
Yeah. Then put a couch out there.
Put a couch on the balcony.
Man, good times. Good times. We used to have a restaurant booth couch. Yeah, it was fantastic. We had a restaurant, not on our couch. Oh, my God. I am so
on your lawn?
On our porch. Oh. They had the now defunct Tony's. I can call it by its name because it doesn't exist anymore. You remember hearing about
Tony's?
Yeah, I
do. Lots of talk about Tony's.
We had an old Tony's booth. Hmm. Not the whole booth, just really the couch part of the booth.
That's cool.
On our front porch. That was a neat house. I missed that. Well, no, there were issues.
Wasn't the house kind of falling apart?
Yeah, it was. And I was in the back bedroom, and I had to walk through one of my roommate's bedrooms to get to my room, and she had she liked the men's. And I actually only walked in on her once, so.
Oh.
And had to walk to, anyway, so the room I was in had no ground wiring. It was just kind of added on by somebody who obviously didn't know a whole lot. They knew enough about construction to be dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
They could put up a room that wasn't going to just fall down, like, right away.
Right, but it was not insulated. It had no ground wiring. I mean, it was just waiting to just
You lived in a shack.
It was awful. Now that I think back, you know, when I think back on it, I think, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? You know, I mean, our rent was ridiculously cheap. Mm. You know, it was like $300 a month for a 3-bedroom house. But I had this, because my room had no insulation, it was in the back of the house, and we did not have central heat and air, the heat never got back to my room. Mm. So I had a little space heater I ran, but then my roommate, who lived in the front bedroom, which got significantly more heat than mine, and was insulated, well, she decided to run her space heater, too.
Hmm.
And that would cause our fuses to blow out.
Now, you didn't exactly go to school in a warm climate. I mean, No. You know, it's warm in the summer, but...
Right.
Like, how did you survive on a space heater during the winter?
Barely. I only lived there one winter. Yeah, it was no fun.
Oh.
But I mean, we had a furnace, a gas furnace.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't get back to the room I was in.
It didn't service your room.
It didn't. It was, I mean, unless you like slept right next to it, it really was kind of crappy.
Hmm.
But
you weren't on the street.
No, I wasn't on the street.
Not that year anyway.
That was much later, but I'm under a roof now, so let's all praise Jesus for that. It just made me realize that experience of living, you know, just made me really miss living on campus.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually ended up living on campus after that experience.
Well, and not a lot of people go from living off campus to on campus, at least not in my experience of college.
I would much rather live on campus.
Mm.
I just walk everywhere. You know, I'd walk over to my friends' houses, to my friends' rooms, and I don't know. I guess it was kind of a different kind of school, or maybe my friends were just different types. They pretty much all stayed on campus, and I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I went to schools where there were people on campus. I just got off campus.
But I mean, like, people stayed on campus like the whole time they were there. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Like the school where I go now, where I don't think any... I mean, there's definitely people live on campus, but...
One was required to live on campus as a freshman, unless one was from Davidson County.
Right.
And lived with their parents or whatever.
Right.
I do remember that.
You know, they have no graduate housing anymore.
No, I did not know that. That's sad.
They tore it down because they're doing this crazy thing. But we'll talk about that later.
That is some craziness.
It is some craziness. It is some damn craziness.
So when does school start?
School starts in 2 weeks.
Hmm.
2 weeks from tomorrow, I start my drawing class. And it's in a new building. It's in a building that just opened.
Oh, that'll be fun.
The Studio Arts building that just opened.
That sounds really cool, actually.
It's a really nice building. It's kind of V-shaped. They've got a nice little fountain outside. And I didn't even ask. Am I being loud enough?
Oh, you sound loud enough to me.
Excellent. So, I'm
excited.
Well, that's
pretty cool, yeah.
I'm excited to draw. I had a weird dream last night that I started school, but I was going full-time.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a history class, and the history teacher was Barack Obama. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think Barack Obama is a history kind of guy, but...
He might make history.
Maybe.
Maybe in a few years.
You know, year?
I'm being kind of rude. I'm eating.
That's okay. I was eating earlier. I burped. Did you not hear that?
Oh, that's right.
I was going to be eating on my ice cream.
Oh, the chocolate peanut butter?
Yeah. It tastes good, but it's just making it is such a pain.
Yeah.
In the ass.
What was the pain about it?
It clogged up my blender.
Yeah.
And
that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why would the recipe encourage me to use my blender if it's going to just fuck up my blender? And I ended up having to basically mix it by hand in the blender.
Mm.
And then was able to whip it just a little bit in the blender, you know, to get it to that good consistency.
Whip it.
So.
I said whip it.
Whip it good.
Mm-hmm.
But it tastes good. It's very thick.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Girl Scout cookie season is going on right now. That has nothing to do with that.
I didn't know that. I never know exactly when it is, and then they just show up. I think it's later.
It's January 1st every year.
Is this the order? This is when you order, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You typically order starting January 1st. They're not. Girl Scouts are not allowed to sell before January 1st, but some do.
Mm.
I learned this during my time in Girl Scouts.
The delinquents?
Yes. And they're naughty. And they don't typically deliver them until right around Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And then, for weeks and weeks and weeks, you can't go to a grocery store without running into a bunch of crazy, tenacious Girl Scouts trying to peddle their wares. You know.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, I don't want to, I almost don't want to tell the story, but I'm going to. We had, I used to work at a store that specialized in clothing for plus size women.
Mm-hmm.
That I will not name.
Gantos?
They didn't sell in plus sizes. Wouldn't that be nice? They had some interesting clothes. No, but the store that did sell plus size clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not there anymore either, but I remember the cookie people set their booth right out in front of our store.
Directly across from the entrance. Horrible.
Not in the food court, not at that other main entrance that you know of. They set up right across from our store. And I mean, I don't know.
What did you guys do?
Well, some of us bought cookies. And
well,
ate them. Because they are delicious. Girl Scout cookies
are
delicious. And so I don't guess they did anything.
Hmm.
You know, I don't... I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but... Well, you wouldn't notice this because you would have no reason to. But... the store, the chain that I worked for, the chain's still open, just my location isn't.
Right.
Because
that mall is dead.
Oh, geez, yeah. But, I mean, you go to most malls in the country that have that chain,
mm-hmm.
and you're almost always going to find it near the food court.
Huh.
And this is something I noticed, and it kind of bothers me. And, oh, my God, it's raining like a bastard outside. I'm not saying that to be, you know, I've noticed that trend, and I don't. Hmm. It's not something I particularly like. I think it's kind of. I don't know. I don't know. There's so many stereotypes. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know. I don't know. It sounds like the point I'm getting across is it's not a trend I like. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's unfair to the clientele. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's that was stereotypes. Totally...
It stereotypes the clientele mm-hmm. of that store. And I don't like that.
Well, the Girl Scouts were preying on the clientele.
Pretty much.
I mean, in a way. Or targeting them anyway, in a way that singles them out and...
Right.
Is ridiculous.
Because you remember, and I don't want to give away too much, but you remember the location of the store.
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere in the mall.
Right. It wasn't like to
it's
set
like
up
off
shop.
To the side.
Right. It wasn't like to set up shop in front of our store was to put it in a high traffic area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't at all, you know. There were definitely a few more. I mean, it was a mall that was shaped like a giant U. And, you know, to me... The best place to set up would be, like, right in the crotch of the U.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the food court, but nope. Hmm. I don't know.
They should set it up in the Kangaroo Land or whatever.
Oh, gosh. That crazy shit.
What's it called? Ruse?
Something about Rue.
Adventure or something?
Rue and the crew. Oh, no. There's a Dr. Laura on television. Speaking of Rue and the crew. On the 700 Club.
Oh, God.
I just hate what has been done with all these media outlets that the Bakers created. I just hate what's become of them. Because I think the Bakers had very good intentions. Starting the 700 Club. Starting TBN, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but...
But that Tammy Faye...
I think that's what it is. I think we just love her so much that there's this sort of halo effect over all the stuff they did. When really, I don't think probably those networks were necessary. But
she was addicted to Ativan.
Oh.
Yeah, she got addicted to Ativan. I have not gotten addicted to Ativan, and I don't really plan to. But who knows?
I've never tried it. I wonder what it's like.
Hey, Dave Foley is on Scrubs. I've got Scrubs on in the background.
Mm.
Dave Foley is on Scrubs right now, and Dave Foley did not age well, I would just like to say.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
He always had kind of his eyes seemed a little, like, tired. He had kind of some rings or something going on.
Well.
Or circles under his eyes.
He's also kind of, I don't know. The last time I saw the Kids in the Hall live was several years ago.
Hmm. Wait, you saw them live?
Twice. Yeah. Did you not know that?
How did I not know that? Maybe you mentioned it and that's one of the many things that just, like, I forget.
Yeah. Well, one time I drove to Atlanta. Both times I went with my friend Angie,
uh-huh.
who you know.
Mm-hmm.
One time we went in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and later we went, it might have been about a year or two later, maybe 2 years later, we went to St. Louis.
Hmm.
And it was really good. Both shows were really good. I'm going to tell you, that's Scott.
Yeah.
He's got some nice legs.
Mm.
Scott Thompson. Yeah, he's really got some good legs. But, I mean, it's interesting because you could kind of tell, I don't know, Dave Foley had that whole almost an I don't want to be here attitude, but it wasn't. Obviously, he was there. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe he was tired of being a kid in the hall, you know, but I don't know.
Maybe he's ready to be a grown-up in the hall.
Right. An adult in the hall. An adult in the foyer, as it were. So, I mean, both shows were really good. And, I mean, he was a good sport, but they did the Dr. Seuss Bible. And
I like that.
Yeah. And Scott Thompson was doing some crazy thing with his loincloth. And Dave Foley just rolled his eyes and said, "This is going to be a long night, folks." And it was like, "You fuckhead."
Not really.
if you don't want to be here, don't be here, but don't feel like you have to be here for them. They can get along just fine without you. They can sing, pardon me for saying this, but they can sing Running Gate without you. Dave Foley.
But not without Scott.
Oh, no. And not without Bruce or Mark.
Did they do Terriers?
No, I don't think so.
I like Terriers.
I don't remember them doing lots of songs.
Yeah.
I remember them singing... It seems like... Oh, no. It seems like maybe Bruce sang a song, but I don't really remember. I know that the guy... They had a music guy up there who did some songs. And, but no, they didn't, like... I mean, other than running, they didn't really do songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cool how they...
Hmm.
It was a good show. Anyway, Chicken Lady.
I forgot about the Chicken Lady.
They had Chicken Lady. They had the Secretaries.
Oh, I love the Secretaries.
They had Nina from Joy Makers.
I don't know if I remember Nina.
Oh, gosh. It's one of those sketches that if you saw it, you'd be like, oh, that one. It's kind of a classic.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's old. By classic, I mean it's like from their first season.
Oh, okay.
So,
I should Netflix some of the earlier stuff.
You could actually Netflix their live shows. They're both available. Hmm. Both tours that I saw are available on DVD. One is Same Guys, Different Dresses.
Hmm.
I think the other one's actually called Tour of Duty, maybe.
Hmm.
I can't remember. But I'm feeling awfully gassy all of a sudden.
Are you going to fart?
I don't know, maybe. Lady never tells.
She just starts to smell.
Right. Can't smell it over the internet, for crying out loud. What the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
So Goldie's here now. She jumped up on my lap. She was quiet, though. She was all...
Hey, Goldie. Goldie. Meow. Meow, Goldie, meow.
Her ears are twitching.
Meow, Goldie.
Yeah, she hears you.
Meow, meow, meow.
And I have headphones on, so.
Ah, oh, doggone it!
But she did hear you because her ears were twitching. She has really good hearing.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting downstairs with Denny, and Denny had his little head on my knee.
Hmm.
It was sweet, man. He's formidable. He will kick your ass.
He is a formidable dog.
I mean, he doesn't know that he can kick your ass. But
which is nice, because he...
Yeah, and that's good. Because he could. Denny could fuck your shit up. Denny could totally turn your world around. And he just doesn't realize. I don't think he realizes how muscular and strong he is, you know. I mean, except when we try to cut his nails or put him in the bath.
Oh, yeah. Then he really starts to flex his muscles.
Then you know, yeah. Then you're messing with a son of a bitch. Literally.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm really tired. I think I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah, I'm really tired, but I'm going to go do some stuff.
Well, I mean, I'm calling it a night on the podcast. I'm going to go eat.
Oh.
As well.
Oh.
I'm not going to bed.
Oh, wow.
But.
Lottie freaking dog. I'm going to call into this podcast. I'm going to go drink some tea and eat some scones. And,
do you have another podcast?
Fancy a game of cricket. No, I don't. Oh, you know what we didn't do tonight that we're not going to do because I don't want
to. Oh, etiquette.
Yes.
Damn.
So, oh my god, they just dumped a box of kittens on this dude on Scrubs.
Oh.
Wish somebody would dump a box of kittens on me.
only if they've like been declawed though.
No.
Which is not a humane practice, but I'm just saying.
It's not humane. Tell me about that. I know you need to go, but
they would fuck you up.
So declawing is not shouldn't do
it. It's not considered humane. because because it's painful and you're taking away their like their fingertips. Like cats need their claws.
That's
and often it's done in a way that's painful to the cat. And there apparently is some sort of laser declawing now that I've heard is not as painful, but it still prevents the cat from being able to really get around the way a cat should.
Yeah.
And it leaves the cat vulnerable if the cat is ever caught outside for any reason. It leaves them totally vulnerable, which isn't fair either. So.
If that's my issue with cats. I mean, I like cats just fine, but they can scratch the fuck out of you.
Yeah,
you know?
They can. They can.
They really can. Dogs, I mean, dogs can too, but they are less likely. That's not their attack mechanism.
Right, right. Cats will, like, deliberately claw you.
See, dogs let you know.
Yeah.
Dogs let you know. They're like, this is what's going to happen if you keep messing with me, only it's going to be worse. You know? Like, they won't bite you, but they'll kind of, you know, give you a little nibble.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a little nip to say, there's more where that came from, fucko, you know?
So, is there not, like, one chapter from the etiquette book you could read really quickly?
Well, the etiquette book is downstairs and I'm upstairs.
You've got legs.
Yeah, so do you.
Oh, okay.
If you're willing to talk for a few minutes while I disconnect.
Oh, do you have to disconnect?
Yeah, I gotta disconnect from the computer to go downstairs and get it.
So it's kind of a pain in the ass, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So we can wait till next time.
Okay. Okay. Just don't let me forget when I say, hey, when we decide to podcast, don't let me forget that we do that.
And I guess alternatively, when I give you the file here, you could always record your own thing and smush them together and have a little, like, moment tacked on the end or the beginning.
You don't listen to them after we record them, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what you do?
I listen to every one of them.
Oh. Okay, maybe I will smarsh it up. But I think part of the fun is, you know, just hearing reactions. So we can just do it next time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot more fun for me if I'm on here when you're reading it. But
I'm itchy. I'm really itchy. Why am I so
I bet you're dry.
I'm ashy. But
so use some lotion or maybe take a bath in some sort of like soothing foam.
Like oatmeal?
I don't know.
Just randomly I'll just get itchy all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's winter.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't live in the Minneapolis.
Do you have a humidifier? Because I have a humidifier, and I feel less itchy now that I have a humidifier.
Maybe I ought to get one of them.
Yeah, they're not too bad.
I'll just boil some water.
Just keep a pot on the stove that you always, like, keep going and that you, like, constantly dumping more water in.
Just kill two birds with one stone and just put Denny's dog water on the stove. Oh, my God, that's so mean. I shouldn't have even said that. That's so wrong for me to even joke about.
Oh.
I know.
All right. Maybe. Well, I'm going to
send
this on over to you.
Got to mush it.
Yeah. I'll let you figure
mush
out
it.
The rest.
Mush it good.
Ooh, baby, baby.
I got one on there.
That was such a good song. Hey, maybe you could stick that on the end.
It's not positive.
Oh.
Put music on a podcast unless you have the rights to put it. Now, I have talked to a couple of bands that I like that I can use their music. But I just never do. I just never get around to it, you know?
Well, maybe you'll feel inspired when I send this over to you.
Maybe.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll bye, and you send this shit to me.
All right. Okay. Later.
All right, bye.